Bennifer is back. Brad and Jen are friends again. And Paris Hilton is somehow still making headlines. 20 years later, we're living in the world that the 2000s tabloids created. On this series, I'm going to tell you the story of a decade of American life through the trash we love to consume. From Spotify and the Ringer Podcast Network, I'm Claire Malone, and this is Just Like Us, the tabloids that changed America. Listen on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. All right, it's official. I think I've discovered the ultimate coupling of all time. Like any good relationship, they really balance each other out. One is super sweet, and the other, well, they can be a little nutty sometimes. It is, of course, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. So perfect, some would call it true love. Find Reese's now at a store near you. This episode is brought to you by Priceline. When it comes to travel, we all have that happy place, whether it's the beach, ski slopes, couples getaway, or even a visit to that best friend you haven't seen in way too long. And Priceline wants to get you there for a happy price so you never have to miss a trip. For me, my happy place is in the Mediterranean. I think I've mentioned that. Maybe it's why I like Love Island so much, because they're right by the Mediterranean. But I just love the feeling of being in the sea, and it's just a great sea. And now, thanks to Priceline's VIP family feature, you can go to your happy place more often while earning deals up to 5 times faster with a group. When one person from the squad travels, everyone gets more deals. And you even get to choose your crew. It doesn't have to be your actual family. It could be your neighbor, your roommate, your mailman, anyone. The more you travel, the more you save. And for me, I'd love to go on a trip to the Mediterranean with friends. In fact, I might be doing that in the near future. I have done it before, and it was really some of the most fun I've ever had. I went to Sicily. We had some great swimming there, me and my friends. Anyway, if you want to have a similar experience, download the Priceline app today to save up to 60% off select hotels and go to your happy price with Priceline.
Welcome to Bachelor Party. I'm Juliette Littman. I'm here with Callie Curry. Callie, we said we would do this podcast on Monday at sometime later in the week, and we've literally stretched it as late as possible. It is now Friday night, but we wanted to do some Bachelor Awards, so we're halfway through the season. So
yeah,
here we
sorry.
Go.
A lot has happened this week for me, so.
Honestly, me too, but probably like less high profile and noteworthy than for you.
It's been a busy week, so I'm excited to think about something else and talk about something that I love.
Great. We're going to talk about The Bachelor. We're going to do some awards, as discussed. We came up with some categories. I'm going to be honest. I think your categories were much more fun than mine. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Before that, you also sent me a TikTok or reel. I don't know. Do you watch reels on Instagram or only TikToks?
I would say like 80-20. 80-20 TikTok.
But like, if you're served a reel, like, do you like that?
Not really.
Do you spend a lot of time on the Instagram Explore tab?
No.
Okay. Mine's all pottery, in case you're wondering.
I don't even know what mine is. Like, I don't think I'm on it enough.
Okay. Well, I guess you're just doing TikTok. Anyway, Lindsay W., who recently got voted out, did a TikTok.
Yes.
And she basically said that she called Clayton a liar without calling Clayton a liar. But she called him out for posting his apology to Elizabeth, saying that he knew and that he was aware of what Shanae was doing. And she was like, no hard feelings, but he's not telling the truth. I think she actually may have called him a liar, if I recall correctly. And
yeah.
I feel like this is obvious. Did we really need Lindsay to come in with her TikTok? I feel like this was more for Lindsay than it was for setting the record straight.
I think specifically she said that she was making fun of her for having ADHD.
Yeah.
I think that Clayton knew that. Well, I don't know. I think Clayton heard, because he said he didn't hear. I wish I would have known. Like, you did hear. You did hear that there, like, both sides of it, right? So you did know that Elizabeth had her side. I think it's interesting that Lindsay said specifically that she told him that she was not being bullied and that she was making fun of Elizabeth actually for having ADHD.
Because I don't think we saw any one-on-one conversations with Clayton and Lindsay.
No, we saw her come back from his one-on-one.
Yeah.
With their one-on-one. And she was like, "What? When did I ever bully you?"
Yeah. She said to the other woman, like, "Did I ever bully anyone?" And they were like, "No."
Yeah.
She just looks so much like Jamie Lynn Spears that I can't get past it. And since Jamie Lynn Spears has been in the news so much lately, I like, it's like all I can see.
Who looks more alike? Susie and Hannah.
Hannah B.
Or yeah, Hannah B. Or Lindsay and Jamie Lynn.
I think Lindsay and Jamie Lynn. It's like pretty shocking. Although also, have you watched Sweet Magnolias on Netflix? It's not really your speed.
I have not.
Do you watch any of that crap? Like Virgin River or like any of the other like women's Virgin shows? River.
I watched Ginny and Georgia.
Love. Yeah.
I watched. I think that's, I'm tapping out.
Okay. Well, Jamie Lynn Spears is like, she's apparently developing a podcast. She's been in the news. She wrote this book about Britney Spears, allegedly about herself, but really about her sister. And then she's on Sweet Magnolias, which just came back for a second season. So I just like, I've been thinking about her. When I see Lindsay, it's all I can see. But Susie does look a lot like Hannah Brown, like a lot.
I think Susie looks identical.
Yeah, she does. I think if her hair was a little bit different, it would be even more. Her hair
is what separates her.
Yeah. And just like a general different style. If she had a Southern accent, I mean, it would just be ridiculous.
Yeah.
I feel like Clayton's having a hard time. Like, it seems like he's taking all of the controversy very personally.
I don't think he likes drama. I don't think he deals with it. I'm not sure if he like ever really had any, it seems. Like, I think it seems like this is his first time experiencing this.
I feel like this might be his first real foray into dating. Like, he hasn't talked about any previous relationships, which I think you often get. And I'm trying to think if he even talked to Michelle about it, but I don't think so, really. So maybe it's just all new and overwhelming for him. Who knows?
I mean, he seems overwhelmed. So we know that.
For sure.
And he doesn't seem to be making great decisions.
No.
And I like him.
I know. I was talking to Rachel Lindsay and I was like, me and Callie like Clayton. This is a pro Clayton podcast. I hope he knows. Because I think he's like, people just aren't giving him a chance or whatever. But based on what? Like, he didn't do anything bad. There's no reason to dislike him, really.
No, he's just a nice guy.
I know. All right, let's get into our mid-season awards. We came up with a bunch. Some are predictive, some are just fun ones, whatever. And we'll go through these gals and we're going to try to be mostly nice, but sometimes it just, you have to say something mean about these people when evaluating them for awards. So don't hold it against us. Right?
Let's go.
All right. Number one, best dressed.
I struggled with this.
I have two because no one's like really stood out to me. Like there's no Bree Springs of this one. There's no one, but I will say my favorite look of the season so far is definitely Rachel's like low back dress that she wore on her one-on-one.
Rachel definitely has a specific style. I put Serene.
Okay. Does she have like an outfit that stands out for you?
I just think she's pretty every single time.
So it's the whole package.
There hasn't been a look where I was like, ugh.
Okay, so you're in.
I'm 100%. It might be her face that's just distracting, but then I was thinking about the other women who I might be, and I think of things that I didn't love. Rachel, there's nothing I didn't love, though.
Elizabeth actually was pretty well-dressed. But, and also, one person pointed out to me that when I was like, I know I've seen Elizabeth's dress before.
Oh, yeah.
That it was just like Hailey Bieber at the Met Gala. So thank you to whoever pointed that out to me.
Someone else pointed out that it was Julia Louis-Dreyfus from like some Oscar award back in the day. And I was thinking, I was like, that's wild if she remembered that.
Maybe she had a good stylist or maybe it's just a style that's back. So probably what happened is Hailey Bieber was inspired by Julia Louis-Dreyfus and Elizabeth was inspired by Hailey Bieber. So makes
that
sense.
Sounds right.
Also regarding Serene and her fashion, apparently, the beaches of Galveston are not like sandy and they're very rocky. So Serene's footwear made sense.
I was told that it's very packed sand. And it
that
might
means
be
that it's man-made.
Oh, maybe it is man-made.
Yeah, probably is. That's fine. Yeah. Plenty of man-made beaches.
But
they're great.
I heard that it is probably one of the only beaches where it makes 100% sense to wear socks and shoes on beach.
I still don't believe the socks part. Like, that just can't be true. Shoes, maybe. Socks, no way. That's gross.
Do you wear shoes with no socks?
Not really. Sometimes in LA, it depends on the sneakers. Like some canvas sneakers, yeah. Like
never. I wear socks with Converse.
What kind of socks? Like no-show ones?
Yeah, you can't see them, but I feel a weird clamminess in my feet if I don't wear socks.
Sometimes I feel like socks make it worse. And I'm like, oh, I gotta take these off. Clamminess? Yes.
Never.
I was on a flight this week and the second I got there, I took off my shoes, but I was wearing socks and I thought of you. Every time I do something that I know you would approve of related to like socks or germs, it makes me laugh.
Also, I had someone sent me an amazing tweet about the trade or about my tech tweet that someone thought it was about the trade. And they mentioned like four things I mentioned on this podcast. And it made me feel that I am maybe a little particular sometimes.
Callie, you can only be you. Just go with it, you know?
Question though, I was talking to someone else about wearing socks, must have socks on plane. Would you rather, if you walked on a plane, mm-hmm. would you rather see the person behind you clipping their toenails or see a 4-month-old baby behind you?
Toenails, definitely.
Oh my gosh, I would pick baby any day.
I love children. I really do. I think they're just joyful and delightful, but on a plane when they're like right behind you and they could be yelling the whole time and it's not your kid. And then also another thing I really don't like about that is the parents' anxiety. Like they're obviously like the parents like
stressed.
Feel bad and they're stressed. They're embarrassed. And like, I don't want to be around extra stress. Like I don't need that. So
that's fair.
As much about the parents as it is about the children. That's a good one though.
That's fair. I would still choose baby. I can't have toenails flying everywhere.
I mean, yeah, it's disgusting. I think someone who clips their toenails on a plane, though, must be psychotic. I mean, like, to do that is rude, disrespectful, and just insane. So,
agreed on all of the above.
All right. I think I can agree with you on Serene, even though Rachel had my favorite look so far. Serene looked really great on her one-on-one.
Mm-hmm. And slash always.
Okay. Next. Best hang, person you most want to hang out with?
I have a split decision here.
Okay.
For specific reasons.
Let's hear it.
If I wanted to like laugh, have fun, maybe smoke some weed and just like have a great time, probably picking Gabby.
Okay. Seems like she could get on your level with you.
Feels like I would at least be laughing.
Sure.
With her.
Or at her.
Yeah. But I think she wants to be laughed at. So like, you know, I think it would work out. I feel like a conversation with her where we're drinking or something would be so interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I have a lot of follow-ups for Gabby and I would love to ask them, like, just from a very wide range of like asking more about the story she shared on the show to how did she end up dating both Blake and Dean to like, it's just a lot of questions.
Another reason why I would like to hang out with her. Like,
sure.
I'd love to get more into Bachelor World, maybe run into Greg and have a combo.
Greg moved to Santa Monica and lives with Andrew. Did we talk about that? I can't remember. I think we did.
Yeah, we did.
Just crazy, but okay. I hope they're having a great time together. My best hang, I think, is Kate, voted out very early, but she just seemed like normal. And
very normal.
She's got the Selling Sunset connection, would be glad to find out more about that and the Oppenheims. Yeah. So she's my pick. She's definitely gone too soon.
I think she's just like someone you could actually be friends with.
Sure. Yeah. She's like a real person. So yeah. If we're going for like actual dinner, whatever, drinks, happy hour. I could see like a good happy hour with Kate and just being in bed by 9:30.
My other, because I said I had a split decision. So Gabby was my first. I don't love her edit this season because she seemed very one track, but I do think Sierra would be fun. It seemed like all the girls liked her. All the women liked her.
I, I have a pick for Sierra later. We'll be coming back to her.
Okay.
As a related note, this is one of your best contributions to this podcast. Not only who would you most want to hang out with, but who do you think would make the best shrimp and be the best food provider?
I do think that Elizabeth 100% made better shrimp than Shanae. Mm-hmm. Shanae was using her fingers while making it. I just want to point that out. Also, she did not add any extra seasoning. She just had the seasoning there that had been sitting there and just threw the shrimp on.
Not using any utensils and like just using your hands is a clear indication that she was just doing it to like get back at Elizabeth. She'd 100%. Be like, screw you.
Yes. Yes.
So definitely not her. I feel like some of the other women that seems like that Elizabeth was tight with, like I think she was really tight with Susie. I feel like she seems like she'd be a good provider too. Susie seems like she's always like bouncing ideas off the other women. And I don't know. She just seems like she's like friends with everyone.
Oh, a sweetheart.
Yeah, Susie's sweetheart. Also, I feel like Jill seems like maybe she would be good. She seems very intense. I feel like maybe she would take the task very seriously.
Yeah, I also think that like Marlena might be able to throw down in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Especially as like an athlete. Like usually if you've been an athlete your whole life, like, you know, people automatically think like, oh, she's probably super healthy. I take it more my route where obviously she's Olympian, so... Maybe she has eaten healthy, but my route is I've worked out my whole life, like all the time. So I've always been able to eat whatever I want until my 30s.
So goes downhill fast in your 30s.
Yeah. I feel like she could probably cook some tasty food.
She also seemed very enthusiastic, like just like about everything she was doing. So
she even gave like all the crazies a chance. She was like the one that was nice to all of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she also was like quick to forgive Clayton last week. She's like, I forgive you. Yeah, that's true. She seems like she'd be great. You know, mm-hmm. Just she would bring home the shrimp. Also, 100%. To your point about Shanae not putting the right seasoning on, shrimp like really has to be seasoned. It has like either no taste or gross taste otherwise. So that's gross.
I don't think I want unseasoned. Well,
even with cocktail sauce, it's like you're putting it deep in the cocktail sauce.
Yeah. I don't really eat shrimp cocktail without the sauce.
No one's just like throwing back some plain shrimp after it's been deveined and boiled. This is disgusting.
And chilled.
Where do you stand on like flash frozen fish that you get from like Whole Foods in the frozen section?
It's a no for me.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say that. I agree. It's like kind of gross. I feel like with some fish, also, it's okay.
Shrimp specifically ends up tasting kind of like ice, like chewy ice. I don't know how to describe.
Somehow I always end up leading us down these gross food tangents. Sorry. Next, best hair.
Oh, another split. Gosh, I have a lot of splits.
That's great.
Susie has impeccable hair.
It's impeccable. Well styled. Yeah. Not too frizzy.
No, but it's also like thick and long. Mm-hmm. Like she has awesome hair.
Do you think that's extensions?
Oh, I hope not. I mean, I don't really care if it's not or if it is. It's more so like, I think it looks so good.
Yeah. I don't think we can rule it out, especially since she's Susie's sweetheart, like Sammy's sweetheart.
Okay. But if they are extensions,
they're really good ones. Yeah.
Well done. Yeah. I don't think they are though. I don't think they are.
Okay.
I'm going to take a closer look in the upcoming episodes.
I wish they would like talk about their hair and makeup routines like on the show.
I feel like you can kind of, not the makeup, but you can kind of see some of the hair issues. Yeah.
Like on Salt Lake, when Whitney comes in with Jen's extensions on her head, like that was so
good.
Funny.
So good. Hilarious. I know we said this on Monday.
Yeah.
But if you're not tuning in, great season.
Huge mistake. Also, I just want to recommend Love is Blind season 2, which starts today on Netflix. It is phenomenal. I love it.
I'm going to tune in tonight.
It's so good. My best hair is Teddy. I love Teddy's hair.
Oh, wait. That was my split. Teddy.
Oh, there you go. Okay. It's so great. I love just like the waves and so much volume. Just looks great. However she put in her highlights, those also like look natural, but I just think it's great. Perfect hair.
It's also like the perfect amount of volume. like sometimes curly hair, and I'm saying this as someone who has curly hair, sometimes it's too much. Hers is like just enough.
She also, it seems like she doesn't spend that much time on it. Like she knows how to style it, so it's not like over the top frizzy, but she doesn't like obsess over the curls. I don't know. This just looks great. I'm very confused at how little Teddy we've gotten since week one. Like I would not have predicted this because she was so clearly a front runner.
So strong. So strong. And I feel like maybe there's going to be a resurgence because...
Has to be.
Like otherwise, why would Jesse say, watch out for her?
I wonder if he got in trouble for that.
I wonder if maybe he was saying that because that was like one of his like bullet points to say when it first came out because she got the first impression rose.
I mean, he's extremely media trained, so I don't think he was saying anything that he wasn't allowed to say.
Yeah. I feel like maybe that was just like a talking point he was told to say when at the beginning of the season. He just never stopped.
They probably were like, this is what you're allowed to say, but very vaguely. And he just went with it, but she has to come back. Cause also a lot of the women who were left, like clearly like he's just not into. So, and I think we have like 12 or 15 left. So
I feel we'll see. She's like final 5, 6.
Mm, yeah. She's gotta be, I think she's final 4, but we'll find out.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. All right, it's official. I think I've discovered the ultimate coupling of all time. Like any good relationship, they really balance each other out. One is super sweet, and the other, well, they can be a little nutty sometimes. It is, of course, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. So perfect, some would call it true love. Find Reese's now at a store near you. This episode is brought to you by eBay Authenticity Guarantee. eBay knows that when it comes to jewelry, authenticity is the real gem. When you see the blue check mark that says Authenticity Guarantee, it means your next piece will be carefully inspired by jewelry experts and will always be worth its weight in gold. Whether you're looking to make a statement or build the perfect everyday look, eBay is making sure you get the real deal. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that jaw-dropping piece will always arrive jaw-droppingly real. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. We're not all professional athletes, but we all have health goals. That's why Anytime Fitness gives you access to personalized plans and support from a coach. Plus, you can track your training, nutrition, and recovery progress with the Anytime Fitness app, just like the pros. With 24/7 access to more than 5,000 gyms worldwide, get more from your gym membership. Visit anytimefitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, restrictions all apply. See website for details.
Next, most likely to run for president. Another great category, Callie.
Thank you. I have my girl, Kate.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
I feel like it seemed on... Based off what we saw, it seems like she has strong opinions and she's not afraid to say what she needs to say. And a lot of the women liked her so she can get votes. And she has a social media presence.
So she's like already playing the game.
Mm-hmm. She's ready for it. Also, one reality show, maybe two. We don't know. And based off our trends, that's totally acceptable.
I'd like for her to be on Selling Sunset. I feel like she'd be perfect. She also would be a good antidote to some of those women. Like she seems like she's a little bit, not like smarter, but just like kind of more
professional.
Normal. Yeah.
Yeah. Agreed. I think she'd be a great addition.
Yeah. She really would be. I'm going to go with Eliza. She's very international. She's got a lot of like worldliness to her. She's the one who lived in Berlin. Although we'd have to make sure she was born in the US to run for president, but other than that, we also didn't get enough of her, but she just seems like interesting and different. I don't know. I was into her. Also Daria, the law student. I feel like that's always a good start too.
Can I confess something?
Sure.
So I originally had Kate for this.
Okay.
Then, you can see my notes, can't you?
Yeah.
So I originally had Kate for this. Then I changed it to Eliza.
Oh, great. I was just going through them as we were talking about it. And I was like, who are the ones who had really good education? Because I remember looking into it. And I think Daria and Eliza were the ones at the very beginning when we did the bios. I was like, oh my God, like they're just
also
seem great.
Eliza seems like very likable. Like she's very nice. She's very proper, it seems.
She probably was too normal. That's why she didn't get any screen time.
Yeah. I mean, she didn't do anything like spicy.
No, not at all.
And didn't see Connection.
I bet we'll see her in Paradise. It's like she's really pretty. So they need to bring her back.
So pretty. So pretty. I think there was an initial like interest and then it died really fast. But she has bigger things to, you know.
She's moving on. She'll be fine.
She's going to be the next president.
Yeah. She's got to start fundraising now. Yeah. Okay. Next. Most likely to become Insta famous.
So this is Kate.
Okay.
She already has a social media presence if you don't follow her. She is a real estate agent, so they post a lot. She's also could be on Selling Sunset.
Mm-hmm.
I could see it happening. I will say this season, doesn't it seem like the women that get voted off are on, like, I feel like the posting.
They're talking more. Like, like
the posting post Bachelor seems like way more than normal.
They're not saving it for anything. They're not holding anything back. Like they're just going for it. Like Lindsay, her TikTok.
Have you seen Shanae's TikTok?
I actually haven't. I'll As you know, too noisy.
There's seven different TikToks about shrimp.
Really? So she's trying to make it her brand.
Yeah.
Get a Bubba Gump sponsorship.
Yeah. She's like washing shrimp in one.
No.
Yeah.
That's too much. Who wants
are you supposed to wash shrimp?
I have no idea. I don't think she knows either, because as we know, she doesn't actually know how to cook it.
Yeah, that's true. Her TikTok is all about being on The Bachelor.
So she's just looking to get famous completely.
Also, Elizabeth has a TikTok.
Elizabeth's doing too much. I liked her. She handled herself very well, but it's just time to move on. Like she's beefing down. I don't like it.
I do think we'll see her again.
Yeah, agreed. My pick for Insta famous is Melina. She's the personal trainer from West Hollywood with the moon boots. Sorry, Kanga mm-hmm. boots. Mm-hmm. And I feel like she's got product to move. Trainers tend to be very big on Instagram. And I just feel like she seems like unique. And definitely by wearing her Kanga boots on night one, she's angling for this. So my eyes on her.
Okay. I mean,
when you got product to push, you got to be on Instagram and TikTok.
That's true. Have you seen her? Have you seen her pages? I'm wondering if she's already pushing.
I'm going to look right now. I'm sure that she is. Let's see. Here she is. She's got 31,000 followers on Instagram.
That's a lot for a batch, right?
Yeah, definitely. It's more than many people have. And she's not going too hard on the Kanga boots. But they are in her profile. So I try to wait till the end to actually follow these people. Because I'm like, I don't know if I want you in my life for forever. She's hold back. But right now she's working out in her Kanga boots on the side of the road in Indio, California, which is where Coachella is. So
yeah. Are you going to Coachella this year?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Are you fucking joking? No way.
You're in LA for Super Bowl. I think that tracks.
I'm not here for the Super Bowl. It just happens to be the Super Bowl.
Same thing.
No way. I would absolutely, first of all, I hate the desert. There's no place I'd like to be less. Second of all, I hate being trapped inside of something where you can't leave, and to exit the Coachella fairgrounds is so difficult. I went to Stagecoach one year and I did not enjoy it. I basically had a panic attack. I was like, let me out of here.
I've only been to Coachella once. It was amazing.
Okay. But sure. I have some other stipulations. If I could go VIP and have a golf cart and be driven around, then I would consider it. But I can't go without knowing that I'll be able to cut down the extreme walking and not being able to get out.
I definitely had a good setup, but I got separated from my group and my phone died. And it was just me and my friend. And so we couldn't figure out how to find them or get back. And so we had to walk to the
that's awful.
Taxi station.
That sounds terrible.
solid 2 mile walk.
Yeah, it's awful. Exactly. That's why I'm not doing it.
At least.
How old were you for this?
20.
Okay. That's all I need to know. Two in front of your age. Like, this is just not, it's just not something I'm doing at this time. Also, it's just definitely.
Yeah,
not.
But I guess I was probably 26.
Okay.
25.
There you go. But if you recall, Stagecoach is a big part of Bachelor Nation. So I am glad this things are coming back to fuel some of the storylines. It's great.
I would never go to Stagecoach.
Not really into like Second Amendment rights.
I actually like country music and so does
me
Seth.
Too.
I don't know. That just seems like too much for me.
It was fun. I saw Casey Musgraves. I mean, it was fun for like until I was like, I want to leave, and it's really hard to leave.
I feel like Coachella is a more like high vibe, and Stagecoach is more of a like a blackout drunk.
It's more like a beer followed by beer, wine, and whiskey, to quote the great Little Big Town. I love Little Big Town. Well, all these Bachelor people will definitely be going. Speaking of, being in LA for the Super Bowl was like a big Revolve party with like all these influencers, and this content is going to be everywhere. Apparently it's like two nights of Revolve here in Los Angeles. So have fun.
Revolve
everyone.
Must be making
bank
loads.
Yeah. I don't really get the business, but I don't know.
Like,
so they're
like they
involved
also
all these
like,
people.
They like fly people around to all these like islands. It's crazy. Revolve. I'm open. Sign me up.
Why haven't you joined Cameo yet? We talked about this a while ago.
I don't know. I always start making it and then I stop because I just am like, who would actually ask for one? I just don't
people
know.
People listen to this podcast.
All right. I'll have to finish my... Oh, you know what? The main problem is you have to make a video and I'm never wearing makeup.
Okay, well, the next time you get glam, just make a video. It takes like 10 seconds.
Get glam. That will be some probably years, but I will wear makeup probably in the next month. Maybe on Valentine's Day, I can take the video beforehand.
Will you be with your husband on Valentine's Day?
He has a game.
Oh, great.
But I'm going to the game. So.
Oh, okay, great. There you go.
Beforehand, I'll just take a little bit.
Great. All right. Everyone look for Callie on Cameo. Next. Getting into the good stuff. Most likely to be the Bachelorette.
I mean, this is a little bit of a trick question.
Okay.
Because you also have to consider who's going to win, right?
Right. Well, let's answer them both. Who do you think is going to win?
Rachel.
I agree. I don't see any way she doesn't win unless she self-eliminates. She's so into her. It's ridiculous.
By the way, there's been so many TikToks that are like, we can just end the season. It's Rachel.
Yeah. It's so clear. It's like the best one-on-one that's happened in years. So
yeah. I think Rachel wins. I have split decision, but my gut says Susie.
Okay. Okay.
My trying to be a little different says Sally.
For Bachelorette.
Yeah.
Sally, I think, is back with the guy that she was engaged to. So
that
might
be
tough. I mean, who knows though?
But she broke up with him like three weeks before coming on this. So maybe you never know. If she got that opportunity, she'd be out the door.
Might go back and forth. I think my pick for Bachelorette, Susie's a good one. I think I could also see it being Sarah. She seems like very sweet. The only thing is she's really young. So I don't know. She's 23.
Oh my goodness. She is really young.
Yeah. So I don't know if she's quite there yet, but I also could see them going like weird and going with Elizabeth, but her social media is probably hampering that. I think Susie's the best bet. Also, it's like similar look to Hannah.
She's also 32. Elizabeth.
Who, Elizabeth?
Yeah.
That'd be great. Let's get a too old for Coachella Bachelorette. Just
very
kidding.
Relatable.
Go to Coachella at any age.
Kate is also 32. Would like to push for her. I would enjoy that.
Yeah, she'd be great. She would be good. I think she'll be in Paradise. I'm pretty sure.
Mix it up a little. I could. It like a little. Never mind. I can't see them doing that.
What were you going to say?
Cassidy?
I think no. There's no way with Cassidy.
Yeah,
she was like really rude. No one likes her. She was on such a short time.
Oh, yeah. She was rude, especially at the end. But yeah. I felt like she was crazy, but didn't get enough screen time to be like labeled as super crazy. Like Shanae is like in that bucket, you know?
But Cassidy is my answer for the next one, which is my number one Paradise draft pick is definitely Cassidy. More than Shanae, because I don't like Shanae, but I think Cassidy.
Wait, you don't have to be crazy to go in Paradise.
No, but I'm just saying like she would cause problems. You don't have to be crazy at all, but I'm just saying like I want to see her there. Like that's who I want to see the most of.
Okay. I picked like someone who I think will go to Paradise and like leave with someone.
Okay. Who's that?
Elizabeth.
Yeah, I could see that too.
I have Elizabeth and Sarah written down.
You know, I feel like NC is a good one too. She seemed like she didn't get enough attention. Really pretty. Seems chill. I'm into her. She's one of my picks for Paradise too.
Yeah, she was really pretty. I kind of forgot about her to be honest with you.
Yeah. I really like this category. It's our last one. Most likely to become a big part of Bachelor culture, aka the next Claire Crawley.
There's a few.
You have to have a big personality, be slightly shameless, but also really like want this, you know? I think that's Elizabeth, to be honest.
Elizabeth.
She's kind of got the vibe like Claire does.
I could see Elizabeth.
And she's so active on social, it just seems like she wants this fame.
I could see Gabby. Not that she wants it, but I could see her just like, there's like a few women and men that continue to go on like trying to find something like Grocery Store Joe. Mm-hmm. I could see like Gabby kind of falling in that like line.
I think Gabby will be a hot commodity in Paradise as well.
Very.
I forgot about her. She's so baddie. She's just so weird.
I love her.
I like her too. She's kind of the person I most want to meet because I'm so confused by her.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy that she has like a serious job.
I know.
And is good at it.
Although I could see her being like soothing where like, cause she's like such like an offbeat presence. Like if you're like in the hospital and she comes into your room, I could see that being pleasant.
By the way, she has to be like, I mean, I think you have to be like semi-positive to be a nurse and be sane.
Yeah.
Because
definitely.
It's so much. I mean,
such a hard job.
Such a hard, thankless job. So if you don't feel like happy and so that's a tough day to day. It's probably not good for your mental if you're not that type of person. So I feel like her personality fits it perfectly. And like, obviously she does it really well. So I feel like she has to be a good person.
Yeah. She must be like very strong. She'll be good out there, but yeah, I think Elizabeth is our next Claire Crawley. And like, she has like some big moments and I look forward to it. I embrace her, you know?
She has the personality for it.
Yeah.
Maybe Genevieve? Mm. We'll see on this 2-on-1.
I can't wait.
We will see.
I did some further research into how long it takes to get from Toronto to Niagara Falls. And it's really long. So they definitely just went there to like abandon someone in the mist, basically. Niagara Falls is like used to be known for like a place to get married, like a destination wedding. And so maybe that was part of it too. It's like there's like a line in Dirty Dancing that was like, so you go to Niagara Falls.
So it's like Vegas?
Kind of. Also, Pam and Jim got married there in The Office. So it's a lot of...
I thought you were talking about Pam and Tommy.
No, they got married in Hawaii.
I'm watching the series.
Are you watching it?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't watched it. My coworkers talked me out of it.
Interesting. So not a good review.
No. Also, like, I'm not really interested in them. Like Tommy Lee is like a really bad guy.
I don't think that I was necessarily interested in them, but they were on top of my Hulu over and over and over again. Just like this. Have you seen like the Playboy thing? The Secrets of Playboy?
No,
something?
I have heard about that though.
That's also on my top over and over again.
My number one show right now is Suspicion on Apple TV. It's great. It's like a thriller. Yeah, I recommend it.
Don't think I can watch it.
It's not scary. Just check it out.
All right, I'll watch a trailer and go from there.
These have been our Bachelor Midseason Awards. I hope you enjoyed them. Thank you, Erica Cervantes, for producing this episode. We'll be back on Monday night, as always.
Wait.
Yes.
You said you were going to bring Sierra up for something else.
Oh, you're right. I'm losing my mind. I feel like on every podcast I do now, I like say something that makes no sense and I just completely forget. Sierra. What did you mention her for?
I mentioned her for Best Hang.
Oh, I think she seems likely to run for president too. That was the one where I was just like, she was like really making her case, like just like trying to get Clayton involved. And I could just see her taking that talent elsewhere.
She didn't take defeat well.
No, she didn't.
Which is also in line with our political system right now.
It's true. It's true. Yeah, I could just see her like leading some campaign. Maybe she'll like work on one of these campaigns.
I could see it.
Thank you for reminding me how embarrassing. Yeah, we'll be back on Monday night. Have a great weekend. And talk to you soon.
Adios.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.